welcome to the Catholic Truth Podcast, where we teach and preach the truth of the Catholic faith without compromise and without apology. We want to give you high energy and non-boring Catholicism, where anyone at any time can come to know exactly what the Catholic Church teaches and why. We do apologetics, spirituality, other religions, our culture, and more. Most of all, we want to inspire you, inform you, and help you to know, love, and live your Catholic faith with purpose and passion. We are Catholic Truth. Hello, everybody. My name is Brian Mercier, president of Catholic Truth. Please make sure to check out our website at thecatholictruth.org and also check out our Instagram, Facebook, and all of that in our show notes below. We receive a lot of questions asking, what is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? What specifically is it? Because the Bible says that anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven in this life or in the age to come. So this is a pretty serious sin, the only unforgivable sin mentioned in Scripture. So what is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and what is this unforgivable sin? Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit comes from Matthew chapter 12 in the Bible. Here's what it says. Therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And whoever says a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven either in this age or in the age to come, unquote. So Jesus is speaking here of blasphemy of the Holy Spirit and not being forgiven in this age or the age to come. But why did Jesus say that in the first place? What was taking place at this moment in time for Jesus to make such a radical condemnation? So if we back up a few verses, we'll see that Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees, a group of religious leaders, corrupt hypocrites, and they were always clashing with Jesus. And Jesus, at this point, right before, healed somebody who was possessed by demons. And in fact, it says that this person was possessed and blind and mute. I mean, this was as bad as it can get. And Jesus came, and the Bible says he healed him from his possession, his blindness, and his muteness, completely healed, to the point where the people, Scripture says, were astounded. They were amazed, and they said, could this be the Son of David? In other words, could this be the Messiah? I mean, who else could heal a man like this but the Messiah, the long-awaited Messiah that we've been waiting for? And so these people were ready to accept him as the Messiah, and it was at this point, one of the biggest miracles, that the Pharisees said that Jesus only does these miracles by the power of Beelzebub, who is the prince of demons. Wow. So it was at this point that the Pharisees saw the miracles of God. They saw God's hand at work in the world right in front of their eyes, and they called it the devil. Their hearts were so hard, and their hearts were so evil, and their eyes were so blind, and their ears were so deaf that they saw God and called him the devil. Wow. So in the immediate context, the historical context of blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is somebody whose heart is so hard and so evil, in a sense, they've already reached their final unrepentance. Their hearts are so evil that they're never going to repent. And so they're never going to be forgiven. And that's exactly what blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is not asking forgiveness for your sins. It's not either, and we'll get back to this in a second, but it's thinking that you don't need to be forgiven, or you don't see any need for forgiveness, and so you never ask. Can you imagine if Jesus came to visit you and he rose someone you know from the dead, or your friend was blind and he touched him and he healed him, and immediately you accused him of being from the devil, of being from hell? I mean, you're calling the Son of God the devil. I mean, you can't get more evil. And Jesus goes on after this part to unleash a torrent of condemnations to the Pharisees, not only here in Matthew chapter 12, but also again in Matthew chapter 23, where he says that what is going to save you from the fires of hell? And he condemned them with his judgment. So the historical context is being so evil that you can't even recognize good when it's right in front of you, and therefore you will not repent of your sins because you don't think you need to. You have made yourself God. So the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and the Catechism of the Catholic Church confirms this, says that specifically it is unrepentance of sins. Is there a sin that cannot be forgiven? No, there's not. God is all merciful. One of my favorite verses in the entire Bible is Sirach chapter 2, where it says that God's mercy is as infinite as his majesty. Wow, it's beautiful. And God's mercy is never ending, and he will forgive us from any sin. So blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is where you don't ask forgiveness for your sins, either because you don't think you need to be, and so you never ask, or perhaps some people think they're saved, and so they don't need to be forgiven for sins, and they never ask. But if we don't ask for forgiveness, we're going to die. In fact, Luke 9 says if we don't ask for forgiveness, we will perish in our sins. On the other flip side of that, maybe it's being depressed and being so depressed that it leads to despair. Despair is where you don't think you can be forgiven. God can't forgive you. You're too bad. You're too evil. I've done too many things wrong. God can't forgive me. And we just despair. And so we never ask for that forgiveness. If we ask for forgiveness, no matter what the sin is, no matter how many there are, or no matter how evil it is, it will be forgiven. It's when we don't ask for the forgiveness, or we don't think we need forgiveness, that it's blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, because we're blaspheming the mercy of God and we're not taking advantage of the mercy of God. So in summary, if you ask for forgiveness of your sins, they'll be forgiven each and every time, as long as you're sorry for them and you truly try to live your life in a better way and turn yourself around. But if you don't ask for forgiveness for your sins, they won't be forgiven. And if your heart is so evil that you can't even recognize God right in front of you, and you are calling the things of God Satan, your doom has already come. You've made your decision, and your hearts are so evil and so corrupt that you are not going to repent, and you're not going to ask for forgiveness, and you will be condemned at the end of the world. Please let people know about our channel, where people can come to know, love, and live their Catholic faith with purpose and passion every day. Finally, I want to thank our patrons and all those people who make this ministry possible. You truly allow us to do the work of God, and you are a team member and co-worker with us in the Holy Vineyard in the Kingdom of God. So thank you. And if you haven't become a patron yet, please pray about it and please consider it. Thank you so much, and God bless you.